You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When the city of Grand Rapids gave a green light to medical marijuana businesses this summer, the explosion of interest was immediate. It was major, so much so the city decided to hit the pause button for a bit on accepting applications for medical marijuana licenses. With us now, Suzanne Schulz, the Director of Design, Development, and Community Engagement for the City of Grand Rapids. Suzanne, take us back to July. The city passes this ordinance saying, okay, we're allowing medical marijuana businesses in Grand Rapids. How much interest? How many inquiries came your way?
We have had huge interest. Within the first 3 days after the City Commission passed the ordinance, we had 200 calls, counter questions, and emails directed towards staff about it. So it was a little nuts.
That was passed in July, and you could say the first day you get 200 calls, and I'm guessing you were getting regular inquiries as the days went on.
We average 15 to 30 calls a day between emails, calls. So it has not subsided. We have a website that we've created that is regularly updated. So hopefully we're trying to cut down on the number of calls and questions we get. But it has sustained. It has not really loosened up at all.
This feels a little like maybe the 2018 marijuana edition of the 1849 California Gold Rush, a little bit.
It certainly does. The real estate prices that we're seeing are 2 to 3 times greater than what they were before marijuana was approved. People are really speculating all over the place. So it is very much like the gold rush if you compare it to speculations. But it has been nuts. The amount of interest, especially from both local people who have been involved in the state, and then people from outside of the state, who every place from Las Vegas to Denver, to California, who have expressed an interest in being in Michigan, and in particularly in Grand Rapids, that being the second largest city in Michigan, we've certainly attracted some attention.
Are you making it a priority to you want to really kind of get local folks in the door first?
For the City Commission, this has been a priority to get local involvement in the industry, both on, I would say on two fronts. One is persons of color and trying to ensure that people who have been traditionally marginalized by marijuana policy can somehow benefit in some way from the industry now being normalized or accepted among both the state's residents as well as the city residents. The other avenue is really trying to build our local economy, and people identify us as Beer City and other monikers, but really the sense of entrepreneurism amongst people who have been in Grand Rapids and really grown, whether it's Founders Brewing Company or other similar cases where we start out small and then grow, and it really benefits our community in multiples of ways. And so the City Commission really tried to design a program by developing a City Commission policy that would tailor local preference. And so that is something that we've been highly focused on.
And on Tuesday, the commission took some actions and started trying to organize, basically when license applications will be taken. So what happened Tuesday? Break it down for us.
So on Tuesday, the commission approved 2 city commission policies as well as zoning ordinance text amendments. They took the ordinance that was approved on July 24th and adopted some amendments to it. As we got more questions from the industry and started to actually work with the ordinance and administering it, we realized that there were some changes that should be made to make the ordinance better, more clear, consistent, and easier to administer and enforce. So we had those recommendations for them to adopt, which they did. And then the 2 policies, one was a parks waiver policy to waive separation distance requirements around public parks pending certain conditions. And so the policy really set forward what those standards for a waiver would be. And then the third one was a MyVita, we call it, the Marijuana Industry Voluntary Equitable Development Agreement. And the Voluntary Equitable Development Agreement is really aimed at that local piece that I talked about, that they're looking for local preference. They're trying to get investment within the city by residents of the city. And they're also trying to encourage local hiring as much as possible. So those were really priorities that they had set. What that policy will allow us to do then is set priority for applicants who will be heard by the Planning Commission for their special land use requests. So as they come in for their facility applications, it will tell us kind of how to order them based on how many of those goals an applicant is able to achieve.
And I know that January 22nd is the date that the Planning Department will start taking in land use applications for the safety compliance facilities and the transporters, and then March 4th will be the beginning of applications for medical marijuana growers, processors, and provisioning centers. What does all of this mean for the future of recreational marijuana in Grand Rapids, Suzanne?
So recreational still needs to be discussed by the City Commission. They have been heavily focused on medical marijuana and wanted to get that resolved. It certainly does set a template, though, for future discussions about recreational. And we expect that probably this summer we'll start those conversations with the Commission.
Suzanne, through this whole process, what has surprised you the most?
I think what has surprised me the most is that partly the industry, we have been able to develop a very good working relationship with the marijuana industry, which I may not have fully anticipated, in the way that this has really become a good collaboration with everyone trying to help us develop the best ordinance possible so that we really can be very thoughtful and effective in how we do this. We are not allowing unlimited number of facilities. We are limiting the number to about 40, which is being regulated through separation distances. And those in the industry who are very serious about it and who want to see it succeed have encouraged us to start small and not open the doors wide and open ourselves up to a whole range of issues. So I think that part has been interesting. So too has been the partnership we've been able to create with other cities who have been kind of going through the same thing. It's almost a group therapy, it's sharing those experiences and what to expect. And certainly there's a whole range of lessons to be learned from that.
Suzanne Schultz with the City of Grand Rapids as we talk about the green rush for the medical marijuana future in Grand Rapids. Suzanne, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.